It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Tyrus.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Trey Gowdy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. One of the scariest places in New York City is below ground level. Riding the subway seems like an NYC rite of passage, but it's been a dangerous one over the past few years. Stabbings, shootings, crazy people, homeless people, and some 3 million riders who depend on it to get from A to B every day. Now the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, had sent the National Guard to try and help clean it up. But is it enough?
They feel, sure, we're going to have a greater presence of authority down in the subway system. But they feel Governor Kathy Hochul will have to do more in terms of prosecuting people who commit crimes, who commit transit crimes.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
You might see anything and everything when you ride the New York City subway, but all of a sudden we're seeing something new down there. The presence of National Guard members. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered 750 guardsmen, along with state troopers, to help the NYPD with bag checks and security around the subway system. The governor says she's trying to alleviate anxiety.
For people who are thinking about bringing a gun or knife on the subway, at least this creates a deterrent effect. They might be thinking, you know what? It just may not be worth it because I listen to the mayor and I listen to the governor, and they have a lot more people going to be checking my bags.
The subway is a dangerous and dirty place, so can this move help clean it up?
She announced her plan on Wednesday, and she referenced the recent spate in violent attacks on New Yorkers and commuters and riders from out of town happening on the subway.
We're speaking today with Fox News correspondent CB Cotton, based in New York. Today, she's reporting from Grand Central Station.
And she talked about how this is a psychological thing for a lot of riders, that it really gets to people's psyche when they hear about somebody being attacked while just trying to get from point A to point B. And I'm looking at the reports of attacks on the subway. And get this, Sean, since Saturday, February 24th, there have been, I'm going to count right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There have been at least 8 reports of people being attacked since February 24th while riding the subway. And there have been at least 3 people killed while riding the subway since the start of the year. And Governor Hochul said it's these kinds of circumstances that are making people really scared. And so she feels the show of boots on the ground from the National Guard and state troopers and MTA transit officers will contribute to an overwhelming feeling of people feeling a lot safer. She also thinks this is going to have a, quote, psychological effect on the minds of criminals. So I thought that remark was pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, I thought it was as well, because my question is, you know, you get the National Guard down on the subway. Can they actually do anything besides stand there and look intimidating and make people feel safer? Do they have any sort of authority to make an arrest? What's the procedure? Have you heard anything on that?
So this plan went into motion pretty quickly. She announced it Wednesday morning, and then there were National Guardsmen out at some of the city's busiest transit hubs by that afternoon. We were watching what they were doing, and it seems like, you know, they're putting the wheels in motion pretty quickly on this. The bag checks are random, and so we saw passengers walking through the subway system, and National Guardsmen would stop probably every fourth or fifth person with a bag. Most of these bags that I saw them checking were larger. They would stop that person and say, hey, can I check your bag? And everybody that I saw when I watched this, you know, handed over their bag and it was searched. And Governor Kathy Hochul was asked by a reporter, can somebody refuse a bag check? And she said, yeah, they can refuse a bag check. Well, we can also refuse them a ride on the subway. And she said this part of this plan is letting criminals know that it's a privilege to use public transit in the city. It's not a right. In addition to the bag checks, She also says more surveillance cameras are going to be installed throughout the subway system, and some of those cameras are going to be facing the conductor cabins. And, you know, with that part of the plan, she cited a really horrific circumstance. On Thursday, February 29th, a conductor was slashed in the neck. He needed more than 24 stitches. And luckily, he was able to call for help over the intercom, and a doctor ran from two cars up. But if that doctor had not been somewhere nearby to help him, this could have been a much worse story. He survived, again, got those stitches, but imagine if that doctor hadn't been able to step into action.
Seriously, and this person is just doing their job as well. It's not an easy job, right, being a train conductor on the subway either. I mean, you're dealing with a number of stuff, and all of a sudden you have a knife being slashed at you. Not cool whatsoever. From what I've seen on the subway, CB, is, yeah, sure, there's more police on the subway stations, but a lot of them seem to be texting, talking with each other, some maybe walking onto the train very quickly. I recently saw a police officer open the emergency door for someone to get into the subway for free. So wow. I know that there's a big presence of police officers and now the National Guard as well. Do you think the everyday New Yorker, though, feels this is going to make a difference?
It's funny you ask that. We talked to New Yorkers about that today. Some of them tell us they feel this is too late. And what that came down to is that they feel, sure, we're going to have a greater presence of authority down in the subway system, but they feel Governor Kathy Hochul will have to do more in terms of prosecuting people who commit crimes, who commit transit crimes. Some of the stats with this are pretty alarming, and Governor Hochul said one thing she wants to do as part of this new plan is increase coordination between law enforcement and prosecution so they can crack down on repeat transit offenders, transit crime offenders. And that's something that we heard from New Yorkers. They're glad that we're going to have that. Some of them are very glad to see that the National Guard are going to have this presence in the subway system, but they want to know whether Governor Hochul will take any steps to make sure people who come to the subway to try to harm others are actually going to have serious consequences. And we're seeing that critique also come from some New York Republican lawmakers who say none of these changes are going to help if criminals don't fear the state's legal system. So that's a lot of the criticism that's coming from this plan now, is people questioning, okay, this is the first step, but are there going to be any other additional steps when it comes down to letting criminals know, hey, if you come to the subway and you commit a crime, you're not going to get a slap on the wrist. And I just pulled up the stat. Okay, John, get this. According to the NYPD, the same 38 people who were suspected of assaulting 60 transit workers were arrested more than 1,100 times.
Wow.
The same 38 people suspected of assaulting 60 transit workers were arrested more than 1,100 times. I had to repeat that because that is pretty telling. And that shows you some of this is a spin cycle. Some of the people who are doing this bad behavior on the subway, they're truly in a spin cycle. And unfortunately, New Yorkers pay the ultimate price.
The subway is the engine that moves New York City and its 3 million daily riders. The people who use it, though, know it's not a pleasant experience. A number of high-profile crimes have forced New York Governor Kathy Hochul to make a move deploying the National Guard. We've got Fox News correspondent C.B. Cotton over at Grand Central Station today, speaking to subway riders who have seen more police on platforms recently. Might other cities dealing with crime problems follow suit? That stop is coming up next, so hop aboard and stand clear of the closing doors. We've got much more for you. CB, let's talk about some of the grand scheme political ramifications of this, because I've heard some Republicans who have been more critical of the Democratic governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, and her decision now to call in the National Guard, where in the past they may have been criticized for suggesting that the National Guard be called in. Are you hearing about any other areas where this has been suggested, maybe outside of New York?
And I want to really talk about that, the political component of this. It's very interesting to see how the tides have changed right in the span of 4 years. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, he was criticized for suggesting to call in the National Guard to help police riots during the summer of 2020. And now he says it's the right thing to do for New York City to bring in the National Guard, but he says the city's prosecutors and police should have had a better grip on crime. And some people are now pointing out how it was pretty hypocritical for people to accuse him of this suggestion. But now we see Democrats who are turning to the National Guard to help with policing. So again, oh, how the tides have changed.
Are there any other cities which have been dealing with big crime that may consider doing something like New York is doing here?
Yeah, John, great question. So the head of Chicago's largest transit union, according to a local report, the head of Chicago's largest transit union says he welcomes the National Guard and thinks it would make people over in Chicago feel safer. So people are really watching what New York City is doing right now. And this transit union president, he said, listen, public transit is the best way to get around, he says, but if people don't feel safe, they're not going to utilize it. And it's interesting that he said that, because we've talked to some New Yorkers today who say, look, we used to take the train, we used to take the subway every single day, but we don't take it anymore because, you know, it seems like every week we hear about somebody getting hurt. I have to mention this too. Less than a day after Governor Kathy Hochul announced her plan, there were at least two more people who were attacked on the subway. The same day, a conductor was smashed in the head with a glass bottle, and the NYPD released surveillance video of that suspect. And then the next morning, again, less than 24 hours later, a Good Samaritan who saw an elderly woman getting assaulted by two suspects, he had his hand slashed. So these headlines are coming out on such a frequent basis now. People are truly scared.
Yeah, it's really, just hearing stories like that are absolutely disgusting. So you hope that this increased police presence does something, but I think it needs to be paired with actual ramifications for the offenders.
Yeah.
A point that you brought up, CB. CB Cotton, fantastic reporting on this. Sure, it's a local story to New York, but really it does have national implications. We appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thanks so much, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.